We've got three stories. We're going to share them real quick. They're all true. They could have happened anywhere all over the world. And you've got to spot the one that went down in the Sunshine State of Florida. It's just that easy. 844-4WW-SHOW. Woody's got story number one for you.
You guys realize that we are less than 2 weeks away from what some people consider the biggest holiday of the year? Groundhog Day?
I mean, maybe some people consider it the biggest of the year.
I know you do, Wilcox. It's one of your favorite holidays.
I do enjoy it. I still think it's amazing.
I bring it up because a town in this great country of ours could not get a real groundhog for Groundhog's Day. So what do you think they're going to be doing?
Getting a giant other animal.
Getting a giant other animal is her answer.
You're kind of close.
Like a beaver or something.
Cool beans. No, they're getting a man dressed in a groundhog costume to be their groundhog for Groundhog's Day, then allowing the crowd to vote on whether or not he sees his shadow or not to predict whether winter will continue or if there will be an early spring. At this point, as you as a city or maybe a city council member or the mayor, don't you go, hey, we can't find a groundhog. Maybe we'll just watch the one from Punxsutawney on TV.
Why can't you find a groundhog anyway?
Quoting here, it's harder than you think to find a groundhog, end quote.
I believe that.
We looked into it. It's really hard.
You didn't know this day was coming?
And what would we do with it afterward, end quote.
You take it back to where you rented it from?
Groundhog Day has been celebrated in the United States since 1887.
Are you pulling a grown man out of some hole to ask him if he's seen his shadow? Is that how this is happening?
Cool beans.
Is it in Florida where they couldn't get a real groundhog, so they're going to get a groundhog costume? Somebody will be a groundhog for the day.
Story number two has to do with a hotel doing everything it can to make a name for itself, to try and bring people in, to obviously do what hotels want people to do, come and spend the night. And they've got a bit of a gimmick going at this particular hotel. What do you think of when you think of hotels that have gimmicks? Chelsea?
You're sleeping in a giant hot dog.
Sleeping in a Cool Beans, I want that.
That's their gimmick.
You're sleeping in a giant colon.
No, none of those are correct, although for some reason you guys...
You get something free or you sleep in a haunted room.
Free minibar.
Or the bed goes on a roller coaster or something.
Nope, they've got a live elephant. You know, like you do at most hotels.
In the room or just on the property?
The elephant in the room, Chelsea.
As Woody would say, both. Sometimes roaming the grounds of the hotel, but sometimes actually indoors as well. Obviously, that's something that won't last. You can't keep an elephant in your hotel for some long period of time. 7 years.
Oh.
7 years is how long this particular hotel has had this elephant as what they now lovingly call their most loyal patron.
I've heard about this, but I didn't know that it could be just in your room at all times.
I mean, I don't know that it can be in your room at all times.
But just for bathroom reasons, it doesn't need to be inside, right?
I think Cool Beans are going to want that,
and
I refuse to answer. Okay. My question is it Florida? And I'll give you some further details when we unveil. Woody's got the third and final.
If at first you don't succeed, try again, right? Unless it's you trying to get through a train that has stopped traffic. I think the woman in story number three has learned this the hard way. There was a bolo put out for Susan Case. She was spotted doing over 100 miles an hour in her SUV when cops saw her. She was weaving in and out of traffic, passing on the shoulder. And then, well, as cars began to slow down because they were stopped for a train that was crossing the highway, the woman in story number three ran into the same train multiple times trying to get through. You heard that, right? Ran into the train, backed up, ran into the train again, backed up, and ran into the train again. Now, initially, you would think alcohol involved, and that is not the case in story number three. They're not exactly sure what was happening. She has been taken into custody. She was treated for minor injuries, and she has been charged with leaving the scene of the same crash multiple times.
Her own crash.
Correct. Is it in Florida where she's like, well, train's still there. Maybe I should try. Well, train's still there. Maybe this time I'll be able to go through. 844-4WW-SHOW. Jessica is up first to try and solve our quiz. Jessica, all three stories actually happened. Which one do you think went down in Florida?
I'm going to say the train.
You're going to go with the train, and you'll be right. Nice job. Bay County, Florida is where a Gulf Breeze woman was taken into custody. They're still trying to figure out exactly what was going on, why she was driving so fast, and why she thought she could get through the train.
I'll direct you to the Woody and Wilcox Twitter feed. I have just reposted a tweet showing Chelsea this elephant in the Sri Lankan hotel where he has resided for the last 7 years, and he is inside the hotel, and you'll see it when you dial it up.
Wow. And in Haddon Township, New Jersey, it's where they don't have a Groundhog Day. They've got 12 days left, so they're going with Plan B, a dude in a groundhog costume. Way to go, New Jersey.
Speaking of Twitter, I don't know that I should thank him, but our buddy Beer Club Brandon ringing in. If you have a family with a lot of luggage in that room with the elephant, I got to imagine he's not allowed just due to lack of trunk space. I'll see myself out. Yes, you will. My office is wide
Step
open.
Step into my office.
What?
Because you're f***ing fired.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.